Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up on Calling Farmers, agriculture sector reaps benefits from GOJ adaptation program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Yo, Michael, how are you?
Why am I there? I'll take up the whole computer and forgot dash away.
But the electronics that you use?
Electronic waste, to be exact. In our work.
You don't know, so the National Solid Waste Management Authority launched a pilot program for collect all e-waste such as cell phones, tablets and laptops, printers, chargers, keyboards and them something there.
So play your part. Jamaica's beauty, a fui duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
The agricultural sector is benefiting from $2.9 million in funding as part of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries climate change mitigation efforts. This forms a part of the Government of Jamaica Adaptation Fund program established in 2013. The primary objectives of the agricultural component of the GOJ Adaptation Fund program is to protect livelihoods and food security in vulnerable communities by strengthening coastal protection, improving land and water management for the agricultural sector, and building capacity for climate change adaptation. The program is being implemented in selected communities in St. Thomas, St. Mary, St. Anne, Trelawney, Manchester, Clarendon, and St. Catherine.
Now, since we have started implementation, the farmers, our stakeholders with whom we interact, have been responding quite well to the interventions that are being undertaken. And I think the project so far has been achieving its objectives as we seek to implement the outcomes.
Some of the objectives of the program are to improve irrigation water supply infrastructure, provide a more consistent supply of irrigation water, promote rainwater harvesting, implement best practices, and promote climate-smart agriculture, reduce the cost of crop production, and encourage farmers to produce year-round crops. Under the subcomponent of the project, which covers assistance in small-scale irrigation systems, 99 small-scale on-farm drip irrigation systems have been installed across 7 parishes. Grant assistance has also been made available to more than 330 farmers to assist in the production of Irish potato, onion, sweet pepper, and other crops. To date, 5 land husbandry demonstration plots known as centers of excellence have been established.
So far, we have trained approximately 1,500 farmers in implementing best practices for land husbandry as well as climate smart agriculture for their enterprises such as ornamental crop production.
Program Manager, Agricultural Component, GOJ Adaptation Fund Program, I.W. Wilson. Mr. Wilson says agriculture is sensitive to the effects of climate change, and farmers are reporting that changing weather patterns have caused new diseases and pests to emerge, as well as more intense floods and long dry spells, making it difficult to determine the best planting times. Mr. Wilson says the impact of climate hazards on the agricultural sector is made worse by lack of resources among farmers, low levels of technology, and poor water management practices. Some of the expected outcomes of the program, scheduled to be completed in 2016, include increased access to domestic and irrigated water, reduction in soil erosion, improved soil fertility, the establishment and strengthening of water user groups, and the delivery of technical assistance and training to farmers. And now for our proverb of the day.
Creation manners before your linen yellow.
And this means, make good manners a regular part of your life. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.